The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
I'm doing my major in hospitality and tourism management.
Broward College student Nicole Hernandez just uttered one of the most common mistakes any native Spanish speaker makes in English. She meant to say, my major, so she tries it again.
Major.
And again.
Major. Major.
Until Alice Wujak offers a simple but not always easy fix.
To be able to say major, your tongue has to touch completely in the top of your mouth. Major.
At her home in Hollywood, Wujak is sitting just a few inches away from Hernandez. She's watching the workings of the 19-year-old woman's mouth the way a mechanic studies a running engine. And then Hernandez nails it.
Major, my major.
And that's the whole trick.
But that's hardly the only elocution trick Hernandez needs. When she arrived in South Florida from the Dominican Republic 3 years ago, Hernandez already knew English. But her teachers back home failed to mention something.
In Spanish, we just have 5 vowel sounds. In English, we have 22 vowel sounds. Like, oh my God, very crazy.
So Wujak drills Hernandez on English's crazy array of short and long vowel sounds, placing her tongue and jaw just right so she says
lip
instead of
leap, hip
instead of
heap.
Then Wujak has her read out loud a Shel Silverstein poem called Sick.
Sick. Not seek.
The poem contains a minefield of all the English vowel sounds Spanish doesn't have.
My tonsils are as big as rocks. I've counted 16 chicken pox.
Hernandez is part of a new generation of immigrants who speak English well, but not they've decided well enough. They've taken to heart that sardonic advice from a Puerto Rican character in West Side Story.
Better get rid of your accent.
Which is why so many more immigrants are looking for private accent reduction services. A big reason? In centuries past, new immigrants to the U.S. often didn't do much business outside their own ethnic communities. But now those, like Nicole Hernandez, know success in careers like her hospitality major depends on communication with a far broader universe.
I think it's going to be better for me because doing business, they must understand what I'm speaking. So your accent, too. Very important.
And she says now there's a darker reason it's important. In the xenophobic atmosphere of the Trump administration, even immigrants like Hernandez, who are here legally, worry their accents draw unwanted attention.
I think people are worried because they think, like, if they don't speak English with less accent, they can be deported.
The demand is creating an accent reduction industry, especially in places like South Florida.
More and more people see great importance to the whole thing, but the pronunciation is not that available to them.
Hernandez's tutor, Alice Wujak, got interested in accent reduction while teaching English as a second language at Broward College.
So I do unconventional things to help the person see the difference about what is the mouth really doing. Without that, you can't explain how do you say it or how can I improve it. Place your jaw up and do not tense your muscles.
Picture.
Wujak's service is called Perfect Your American Accent. And not surprisingly, she's a welcome guest at business network gatherings in heavily Latino communities like Weston. Farther north in Ormond Beach, Florida, Susan Ryan runs her accent reduction service from home on Skype. It's called Confident Voice. Her students are hotel workers from Puerto Rico, corporate executives from Argentina, and folks who Skype in from as far away as Singapore.
They want to connect. They want to relate with customers. And if they can learn to speak in a more American way, they build those stronger relationships.
Ryan, too, says she's noticed more nervousness about accents since President Trump's election.
They do want to blend in because of the political climate.
Ryan points out that one of the best ways to help non-native English speakers blend in is to teach them what's called the schwa. The schwa is that dull, under-the-radar sound of English most Americans use 1,000 times a day. They never notice it, but the schwa can be the difference between saying
Florida
and Florida, like a gringo.
The schwa will change people's lives.
Lisa Jeffrey may be South Florida's biggest accent reduction cheerleader. At her Speech and Accent Academy in Miami Shores, the schwa is a linchpin of English elocution improvement for students like Jennifer. She came from Venezuela more than a decade ago.
Sometimes I say Florida.
Right, and see, she's rolling her R. Florida. Flora, ra-ra. The tongue goes back. I have a little mouth in my office. I'll show
Jeffrey
you.
Pulls out a mouth model you might find in any dentist office. She shows Jennifer how her tongue and lips can put the brakes on that Spanish R so she can say the schwa in Florida.
Florida.
Jeffrey uses props like the mouth to get students to alter the way they say things in English. Dropping consonants in words is a big problem for native Spanish speakers. To help Jennifer stop doing that, Jeffrey brings out a bone-shaped piece of plastic.
The articulator.
It's not a torture device, but when placed in the mouth, it forces the tongue forward to articulate those phantom consonants.
A tutor who tooted the flute.
Jennifer asked us not to use her last name for privacy reasons. She says she gladly goes through all this because even though she has a degree from UF in Gainesville, speaking more standardized English is a big way to get ahead.
I work at a construction company, and I felt my accent is a hindering for me to move up. We're already different, right? Our color of our skin, adding the way we speak makes it harder.
Lisa Jeffrey, Jennifer's coach, has a background in broadcasting and linguistics. But she says it's important that accent reduction now becomes its own distinct field. A recent headline on the job search website Monster.com says speech pathologists are finding a profitable niche in accent reduction, and that worries Jeffrey.
A president of a company who has a heavy accent, and they want to move out of the Spanish-speaking clientele in Miami. They don't need speech therapy. They need articulation training in a new language. Accent reduction is more on the line of Hollywood dialect coaches.
Jeffrey tries to bring that fun spirit to her monthly meetup gatherings in Little Havana. To make immigrants lengthen their English vowel sounds, they toss a ball around and have to hold a word while the ball's in the air.
Rose. No, you can't stop until I catch it.
Jeffrey, ever the motivator, says they shouldn't just speak as well as native-born Americans.
You have to speak better than Americans.
One schwa at a time. Turnabout is fair play, so next week we'll look at how South Florida gringos like me need to improve our accents in Spanish. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.